10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Time.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm pretty cool. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. From misdemeanors, dreamer, held back. Sad Loki still a dear. And I still shake a bow squat. Praying for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that fucking Sosa. Shot my fucking fat trail. Shot my fucking Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most brokest gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Husky. Acid addict Horsley. Avid actor.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down Parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a night.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
Give me a man after midnight. I want somebody, help me change the shadows of my.
Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome back to Riders Field in beautiful Frisco, Texas. It's a perfect evening for baseball to wrap up this homestand for the Riders. A six-game set with the Corpus Christi Hooks. The Riders dropping last night's matchup by a final score of 7-1 at the hands of the Hooks. But the Riders still have an opportunity to clinch a series win in the opening series of this second half. Of course, the Riders took home the first half crown in the Texas League South and punched their ticket to the 2024 postseason, but would love to stay atop the Texas League South throughout the second half as well. They come in 3-2 in the second half, 47-27 overall. The Hooks 2-3 with an overall record of 28-46. We've got an exciting matchup on the Hill today, but before we get to it, let's introduce ourselves. Alongside Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley. We're on the Riders pregame show. It's a right-hander going for Corpus Christi. Joey Mancini making his third appearance in the month of June against these Frisco Rough Riders. In his previous two, he's allowed two earned runs across nine innings of work, surrendering five hits, three walks, and striking out five. Overall on the year, he's 3-2 with a 2.52 ERA, and that coming across 50 innings of work. He has exactly 50 strikeouts to 23 walks. In this series, back on Tuesday, he went five strong innings, giving up four hits, two earned runs, two walks with four strikeouts. Against them today is the Rangers' number 14 ranked prospect, the fireballer Emiliano Teodo. Teodo attacking with a fastball slider changeup mix. He has been lights out, 4-2 with a 2.06 ERA. It's 13 earned runs over 56 and two-thirds innings of work. A big strikeout numbers type of guy, 72 Ks in those 56 innings of work, 31 walks, and a guy that doesn't allow much hard contact, few and far between. He's coming off of not one of his better starts, but still, when you look at it overall, it's not all that bad. Went four innings, allowing two earned runs, taking the loss on the road at Midland back a week ago, last Sunday. So Emiliano Teodo looks to get back to himself, which is about the best you can get in the Texas League. So Teodo takes the ball for the Riders, the Rangers' number 14-ranked prospect. We'll step aside here on the Riders pregame show. When we come back, you'll hear part two of our two-part interview with Rough Riders third baseman Cody Freeman.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball's still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. Yesterday, you got part one of our two-part interview with Cody Freeman, Rough Riders third baseman. We'll go ahead and dive into part two right now. You mentioned it's a tight-knit group, and it has been all year. You've had some new additions come in yesterday, or in game four of this series. You have Osuna Jew in the lineup, hitting at the top of the card. You have Skylar Hale's coming out of the pen after Winston Santos started things off. How have they meshed with this team here in the first few days of them being here?
Honestly, it's just more big leaguers being added to our team. Those names that you just said, they're all big leaguers. And Ozuna, Skylar, and Santos, we played together last year, and Hickory together, so we're all familiar with each other. Santos and Ozuna specifically, like 2-3 years together, so very familiar with them. They're both studs. Skylar, I mean, was lights out last night. He looks amazing. And just a good trio coming in, and excited to have them finish up the second half with us.
Love it. You look back at game four of this series, a big comeback win, down 5. You come all the way back, get a win, 8-6. You hit the home run we mentioned. What feels better to you, that home run or the final out of that game? You went chest bumping with Tyler Owens after that final out. On a play, a ball hit in the air towards the dugout. You go over, you make a sliding grab. Game over, you guys get to celebrate. What feels better to you?
It's an easy question, to be honest. I was sitting on the porch with Kellen last night, my roommate, and I was like, I was way more hype on that catch because I had made an error in that ninth inning with one out and put Tyler into some trouble. He worked out of it, got a strikeout and two outs, and then I made that play, and I looked right at him. We both got hype, and just know I have his back no matter what, and that felt great.
So we talk about the defensive side, Cody. You've been really, really good at the hot corner this year. I believe only two errors on the year, and you've been there a lot, and that's a tough position to play. Is third your favorite spot to play on the diamond? I know you've got some experience catching. Your brother's an outfielder. You can kind of hop around. I know you pride yourself on really being able to play wherever on any given day, but most of the year that's been at third base. What's the approach there at third base, and is it your favorite spot to be at?
Honestly, yeah, I think it's taken over my favorite spot for sure. But like you said, like I could put up the gear on behind the plate, or I could play outfield or play short or second. It doesn't matter to me. Yeah, I think third's taken over my favorite spot in the past 10 years of baseball. So,
I love it. Have you stayed locked in behind the plate, getting any reps, catching some pens, or need a minute to brush it up when the time comes?
Honestly, like I think the first half, you know, I started catching some sides, doing my catching work, and caught a bullpen. Latest bullpen I caught was Kyoto in San Antonio, which I'd say a little over a month, but that doesn't answer your question. Maybe I just, you know, it's getting hot, so maybe I don't need to do my catching stuff. Just more focus on third base, because this offseason I was 95% focused on my catching work and just took a ground balls a couple times, not knowing I'd play third base this much. But yeah, kind of flip-flopped. I've been working on my craft at third base a lot more, and not really focusing on catching.
Chatting with Cody Freeman here on the pregame show, and Cody, we'll leave you with this. Emiliano Teodoro has been magnificent on the bump. This entire staff has been really, really good. You guys, as an offense and the defense behind them, what have you seen out of the starters, and then specifically Emiliano Teodoro? You know, he's the electric fireballer. Everybody loves him. A guy that could very easily play out of the pen at the big league level right now, trying to develop as a starter, and boy, he's been good. What have you seen from him?
From him specifically, I mean, I've just, like I've told him specifically too as well, I caught him 2 years ago. Last 2 years, honestly, I've caught him. And he's grown so much as an individual, mentally and physically, and very more consistent on his all three of his pitches now. And it's awesome seeing him grow as a pitcher. And he's definitely a future big leaguer, and I'm happy to play third base behind him. As a whole pitching staff, it starts with John Goble. He works his tail off getting all these pregame scouting going on and knowing what his pitcher's strengths and weaknesses are to work on them to get better. And he's the man, and we're lucky to have him as a pitching coach.
Cody, thanks so much for the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
That's Cody Freeman here on the pregame show. When we come back on the other side, we'll go ahead and get you the starting lineups for the final game of this 6-game set with the Corpus Christi Hooks.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
Just a couple of minutes away from first pitch, we're going to step aside for the national anthem. And when we come back, we'll get you those starting lineups as Zach Bigley joins us for the play-by-play.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Spend Independence Day at Riders Field with Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. The night features a patriotic Teddy tank top giveaway at the gates, courtesy of Rhythm Energy, and our biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. It's also Thirsty Thursday with half-priced Coors Light, Truly, and Big Stick Blonde through the seventh inning. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River ticket to catch the game from the Lazy River with $2 drink specials until 8 p.m. See you at Riders Field on Thursday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Arkansas Travelers at 7:05 p.m. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos.
Josh Hatcher, a three-run walk-off homer.
Dives and he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it, over the Lazy River.
Goal!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
It's the final game of the first series of the second half of the season. Today, with a win, the Rough Riders have a series victory over the Corpus Christi Hooks. Hi, everybody, and welcome into Riders Field. It's Emiliano Teodo who takes the ball for the Rough Riders on this beautiful but warm Sunday in North Texas.
Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Very happy to have you. Luke, let's take a look at the starting lineup that Toyota will face today for the Hawks.
Yeah, Zach, it's a lineup that's been hitting a lot of balls deep out of the yard. They line up as follows. The third baseman, Bryce Matthews, leads things off, followed by the shortstop, Tommy Sacco Jr. Kennedy Corona bats third. He's the center fielder. The designated hitter, Jacob Melton, slides into the fourth spot, followed by the right fielder, Zach Cole. Colin Barber will bat sixth. He'll play left field. Colin Price will do the catching and bat seventh. Batting eighth is the first baseman, Jordan Brewer. And Pascanel Ferreras rounds things out for the Hooks. He'll play second base again for the Hooks. It's Matthews, Sacco Jr., Corona, Melton, Cole, Barber, Price, Brewer, Ferreras.
All right, that's that lineup that has had 9 home runs in this series and 7 in the last 2 games, as you mentioned, Luke. It's been a very power-laden lineup for the Hooks, and they're ready to face Emiliano Teodo, who's been the best the Riders have had to offer this season. He delivers the first pitch, and it's on the outside corner for a strike. We are underway, just 1 minute tardy, 6:06 on a very warm day, 98 degrees, our first pitch temperature with a feels like of 105. It's tied for the hottest game this year, the pitch. Swing and a miss. There's that good slider over the heart of the plate, and it's 0-2 on Matthews. It was just 2-for-16 to start the series. The Rough Riders falling last night 7-1, a lopsided affair. 0-2, swing and a miss, got him. Slider for strike 3, and Toyota dispatches a Matthews on just 3 pitches. And there's one away. Tommy Sacco Jr. now. He's 2-for-12 in this series, and if that's any indication of what that slider is going to look like early on for Teodo, watch out. Left-handed batter, he brings it home. Swinging a pop-up on the left side of the infield, Freeman charging in. The third baseman calls off Hicks, the catcher, and makes the grab halfway in between home and third. 4 pitches, a strikeout, and a pop-out. And that brings Kennedy Corona to the plate. Teodo allowed a run in the first inning in his last start on the road against Midland, and that was the first run he'd allowed in the first or second innings this year. He's been phenomenal in the early portion of games and really has been phenomenal all season for the Riders. He readies and fires home to Corona. He watches one down the middle on a 97-mile-an-hour sinker for a strike. It's 0-1. The 3-pitch mix, the fastball, which is a sinker, a slider, and a changeup. He readies and offers in. Corona watches on the inside corner with that slider, and it's 0-2. The slider has been one of the best pitches on the team and one of the best pitches in the league. Opponents are hitting just 0-48 against that slider this year with 1 extra base hit. The pitch. There's a line drive looped into shallow left center field. Strom racing in. He's there, and he puts it away. Brilliantly pitched 7 offering inning for Emiliano Teodo in the first. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. All strikes for the right-hander. Scoreless into the home half of the first next on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the home half of the first inning, it's Kellen Strom to start it for the Rough Riders. Liam Hicks and Josh Hatcher to follow. Rough Riders today in their cream tops and bottoms. Joey Mancini on the hill for Corpus in the pitch. That's up and in. It's one ball and no strikes. Mancini in the Navy tops and the gray pants today. Navy ball cap as well, making his second start in this series. He rocks in, and that one misses high. It's two balls and no strikes on Strom. The Rough Riders have seen Mancini twice. This is the third time they're seeing him. He's been good against the Riders. He pitches home. It's on the top of the zone for a strike with a breaking ball. It's 2-1. Mancini made the start in the opener. He also went four shutout innings in relief down in Corpus. 2-1. Up and in. It's three balls and one strike. And the right-hander out of Boston College has allowed just two runs across nine innings against the Rough Riders this season. He's surrendered only five hits in those nine innings. In the opener, he went five innings, allowing just the two runs. Strom in that game. The pitch flutters on the upper edge inside corner for a strike, and it's 3-2. Struck out, grounded out, and had an RBI single as well. And a 3-2 win for Frisco. Payoff pitch. He swings and misses and strikes out and breaks his bat on the ground. And Strom frustrated with himself. One away, and here's Liam Hicks. Hicks, left-handed batter. First offering. He takes up and away. It's one ball and no strikes. Hicks, he's struggling a little bit in the series, just 3-for-14. He does have a double and a couple RBIs. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good cutter down and in. A ball and a strike on Hicks. It's a five-pitch mix for Joey Mancini. Those are the fastball, curveball, sweeper, changeup, and that cutter. The offering. A cue shot grounder foul left side on the changeup. It's one ball and two strikes. Excuse me, that was the curveball that he threw there. The curveball will be mostly to left-handed batters. The cutter will be mostly to righties. It's a newer pitch to him that he added specifically to throw to right-handers. 1-2. Swinging a line drive over first and into right field. It's a base hit for Liam Hicks. Got a fastball at the top of the zone and just kind of fisted it out into right field. Good piece of hitting for Hicksy on a two-strike offering, and he's got himself the first hit of today's ballgame.
Yeah, and Zach, the Riders have got the leadoff man aboard. Now Hicksy getting on with one out. In the last two games, they haven't been able to scratch across a run in the first. They would love to hop ahead early, and Josh Hatcher can do it with one swing.
Yeah, and he usually does it early in the count as well. Let's see if he's swinging first pitch here. The offering in. He checks his swing on a pitch down low and inside. He went around. It's 0-1. The leadoff man in the ball game that we talked about, Alejandro Osuna, with a double in each of the last 2 days. There's the stretch in the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Out in front, it's 0-2. Max Acosta with a homer yesterday for the Riders, providing all their offense in a 7-1 loss. It's been a very homer-happy series for both teams, with the Hooks belting 9 home runs and 7 in the last 2 games. The Riders have had 5 in their last 3 games. Mancini ready, he's in the 0-2. That's down in the dirt, and it's 1-2. Mancini has not surrendered a home run yet this season with Corpus Christi. Began the season with High A Asheville. He's been very effective against left-handers with that curveball, especially. Lefties are hitting just 0-77 against him, but he gave up that hit to Hicks. The pitch. Up high of the zone. Hatcher holds back, and it's 2-2. The Rough Riders won the opener of this series 3-2 on a go-ahead eighth-inning home run by Cody Freeman. Lost the second game 5-3, then won the next two, showing off on offense with 9 runs and 8 runs. before just one yesterday. 2-2. A slow tapper foul up the first base side in fair territory, but off Hatcher's foot. But still two balls and two strikes. And game four of this series, the Riders overcame a five-run deficit to win 8-6. If you're watching on MLB TV, you see Hatcher fouled it off that padding on his shin. That's why you wear it. Good curveball inside of the plate. A 2-2. Up and away. Run full now and three balls and two strikes. After Emiliano Teodo threw just seven pitches in the first, this would be the seventh pitch to Hatcher alone from Mancini. Hicks takes his lead from first. And the payoff, he runs, swinging a line drive up the middle into right center, base hit. Hicks around second, he chugs into third, and Rough Riders have him cornered. A little run and hit. Hicks on the move on the 3-2 pitch, and the Rough Riders put in the game in motion early on, and they have a runner in scoring position and runners on the corners for Cody Freeman. Good piece of hitting. Hatcher didn't hit it hard at the top of the zone on what looked like the cutter again. Able to hit it on the ground up the middle. So Cody Freeman, who's 5-for-15 with two homers in this series, riding an eight-game hitting streak coming into this game. The pitch. Top of the zone for a strike of the breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Freeman on the season hitting .273 with a team-high 9 home runs. Second on the team with 35 RBIs, only to Hatcher, who leads off of first. He draws a throw, and he's back in there safely. The Riders have struggled recently scoring early on in ball games. In these last 11 games in which they're 4-7, they have just a grand total of 5 runs in their first 3 offensive innings. 0-1, just outside, barely missing. One ball and one strike on Freeman. Clay Williams has balls and strikes behind the plate today. Hopefully not lounging as much as that Lion is, watching on MLB TV. Leon the Lion, the mascot. The 1-1, fouled straight back, and it's 1-2. Steven Rios Jr. is the crew chief at first base, and Justin Juska is our third base umpire today, currently stationed behind the mound, just off to the left side. One ball and two strikes on Freeman. Mancini has been really good when working ahead of hitters. The hit to Hicks was only the second hit he'd given up when ahead in the count. 1-2. Popped up on the right side, it leaks foul into the seats. Count still, one ball and two strikes. Riders with a couple singles against Mancini. Right-hander looks in. He's got his sign. Black glove comes to a stop at the belt. He deals. Outside of the backstop. Hicks coming home, and he scores easily. A wild pitch gets the Riders on the board. It's 1-0 here in the first inning. Hatcher down to second base. Riders jump out early. Two balls and two strikes on Freeman, and Hatcher moving into scoring position as well. A chance to keep on adding on. They play straight up against Freeman. And Mancini deals. Ground ball up the middle. The shortstop Sacco to his left. He's got it. And tosses on to first to get Freeman, holding Hatcher. Two outs. Keber Rodriguez now. The defense behind Mancini, it's Colin Barber in left, Kennedy Corona in center, and Zach Cole in right. Bryce Matthews has third. Tommy Sacco Jr., that shortstop who just made the play. Pascanel Ferreras is at second base. Jordan Brewer at first, and Colin Price does the catching today. Rodriguez has had a great series at the plate for the Rough Riders. The pitch flutters outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Rodriguez, a .280 hitter on the season now after a 7-for-15 series with three doubles, including doubling off the wall last night in straightaway left field. 1-for-4 day for him yesterday. Right-hander ready from the stretch. He offers in. Swinging a chopper over the hill, back to second. Ferreras has got it. He fires on the run over to first and retires Rodriguez to sit the side down as well in the first inning. The Rough Riders do get a run, though, on two hits, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the top of the second next. It's 1-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, it's Nick Kraut, thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
On this beautiful day here in Frisco, not too bad of a start for the Rough Riders, leading 1-0. Emiliano Teodo threw just 7 pitches in that first, and Frisco scoring in the bottom half of the first inning as well on a wild pitch. Teodo striking out the first batter he saw, got a pop out and then a fly out to finish out the inning. Here's Jacob Melton. He's been enemy number one for the Rough Riders in this series of the pitch. That's a low. It's one ball and no strikes. He's homered in back-to-back games. 3 combined home runs over these last two. 5-for-18 with 5 RBIs. Left-handed hitter and the 1-0. That's down and in. 2 balls and no strikes. The fastball has been in the upper 90s, though clipping 98 for Teodo. Probably see that pop up a little bit more. 2-0. Taking all the way. Melton watches on the outside corner for a strike with a slider. 2-1, and time called. He steps out. Talking to John Goble, he's been very impressed with Emiliano Teodo and continues to be as he takes strides throughout this season. But so the biggest thing he needs to work on right now to take that next step is that command with the fastball. 2-1 is just low, and it's 3 balls and 1 strike. He's around 50% in zone with the fastball to this point. He said he wants him to be around 55% to a little bit higher than that. And the more he's in zone at that fastball early on in the count, that's going to make it so that slider is even more effective. 3-1, swinging a grounder foul back behind home on the slider at 90 miles an hour, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. That slider, he said right now, is his get ahead, put away pitch, and get back in the count pitch. He said that's really hard to do at the upper levels with one pitch. Payoff in. Swing and a miss. Got him. Slider puts him away. Second strikeout. First out here in the second. And that thing is just disgusting. 60% of his strikeouts this year have been on that slider. And when it's at the bottom of the zone like that, it's nearly unhittable. Zach Cole bats now, left-handed hitter. The pitch. It's fouled back this way, and it's 0-1. Cole has also been a force to be reckoned with in the power department. He's homered in back-to-back games with three homers during this stretch as well. Teodo readies in the 0-1. Foul back again. It's 0-2. Another sinker at the bottom of the zone. That one actually might have been the four-seam. He's been throwing the four-seam a little bit to left-handed batters. He's ready and fires. It's low and away, missing with the changeup that time. Or excuse me, the slider. And it's 1-2. 1-0 Rough Riders, top of the second with one down. Teodo peers in for his sign. He's got it. Ready from the stretch. 1-2. Swinging a chopper up the first baseline. Hatcher's got it on two hops. Takes it to the bag and beats him. There's out number two. Colin Barber bats now. Teodo has been fantastic all season at getting swings and misses. He has the number one swinging strike rate in the Texas League this year, getting swings and misses on 17% of his offerings. Really, everything that he's done has been phenomenal. Fifth in the league in batting average against, under 200. Fifth in the league in strikeout rate. The pitch, that just misses off the outside corner at 98. It's 1-0. Third in the league in ERA at 2.06. 1-0. That's just outside. 2-0. If you've been following along during his season this year, we've talked a lot about that first start that he had in Wichita. And if you remove that start, how much better his numbers look. 2-0. There's a fly ball foul down the left side. It's 2-1. His overall ERA is fantastic with a 2.06 earned run average. But if you take out that first start, he has a 1.50 ERA this season. Teodo, the 2-1. Ground ball up the first base side and foul. 2-2 still on that slider right in the heart of the plate. His last start here at home was maybe his best on the season. He struck out 11 in 5 shutout innings, walking just one, and a 12-0 win over Amarillo. He readies from the stretch in the 2-2. Swing and a miss, got him. Down low and inside with the slider, Emiliano Teodo with his third strikeout. He's gone 6 up, 6 down through 2 innings. It's 1-0 Rough Riders to the bottom of the second inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Aaron Zavala starts it for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of the second inning. It's Zavala, Ortiz, and Acosta. 6, 7, and 8 in the Riders' order after they sent 5 to the plate and scored a run against Joey Mancini in the first. lead 1-0. Savala 4-for-14 with a couple doubles in this series. Left-handed batter, and the pitch home. Breaking ball for a strike in the outside corner. It's 0-1. Rough Riders with a couple singles against Mancini in the first. He winds and fires. And it's at the bottom of the zone for a strike with the cutter. 0-2 on Zavala, hitting at 209 this year. The pitch bounces in there. One ball and two strikes. Mancini has been really good at limiting extra base hits this season in AA. Across his multiple outings, just three doubles allowed this season. The pitch. That's off the outside corner. It's two balls and two strikes. In 20 1/3 innings pitch, just three extra base hits. 2-2. He wheels home. Up and away. Three balls and two strikes. And the Riders would certainly like to get something going against him again here and break what has been a nasty habit over these last 11 games of not scoring early on. They already have one run. 3-2. A fly ball charged into center field, but right at Kennedy Corona. He backs up a couple steps, and the center fielder makes the grab. One out, and here's Abimelech Ortiz. 1-0 Frisco. The one run that the Rough Riders scored in that first inning. Just their sixth run in their last 12 games in the first three innings of the game. Pitch home. Ortiz takes high and away. One ball and no strikes. It's only the fifth time in the last 12 games that the Rough Riders have scored first. 1-0. Ortiz swings and misses. Fastball right down the middle. It's one ball and one strike. Riders are averaging just 3 1/3 runs a game during these last 11 games coming into today, and they're just 4-7 during that stretch. Frisco with a lot of work to do on the offensive side. Overall, the pitch bounces in. It's two balls and one strike, but trying to get it going on the offensive side today here in the series finale like they did 2 weeks ago at home here against Amarillo when they put up 12 runs of offense. Mancini rocks back and fires. Fits it on the outside corner with a backdoor breaking ball. 2-2 on Ortiz. Mancini's got his sign. He delivers. Swinging a foul at the plate. Just barely caught a piece, putting it on the ground and back behind home. Ortiz is 3-for-12 in the series of the double. Stands back in on the left side. Mancini, the 2-2. That one's hit well into center field. Corona running back, still going over his head all the way to the fence. Ortiz eases into second, and it's a double for Abby Ortiz. His second of the series, his 12th of the season. 105-mile-an-hour exit velocity for Ortiz. Hitting it onto the warning track in dead center. Good piece of hitting from Ortiz. He got a changeup at the bottom of the zone and just hammered it. Now Max Acosta. Right-handed batter who homered yesterday for the Riders. His third homer of the season. They've all come in the month of June. It's been a good month for him getting that power going. There's the stretch in the pitch. That's just below the zone. It's one ball and no strikes. Acosta had a little bit more trouble in the beginning of the season in the slugging department. The offering fouled away to the right side. It's one ball and one strike. In the month of April and the month of May, he slugged under 350. So far this month, he's just shy of 450 in his slugging percentage. It's certainly more what you would like to see out of the 21-year-old. 1-1. Swinging a grounder to third. Backhanded stop, Matthews. He straightens, unleashes a strong throw across the diamond, and he gets Acosta. Two down. Matthews has really shown off the glove work and that really strong arm in this series. He's been impressive, the number three prospect in the Astros system. Daniel Mateo takes his turn now. 1-0 Riders as we play in the bottom of the second. Mateo 0-7 in this series, looking for his first hit. Batting just 125 on the year through 25 games here in Frisco. Right-hander pitches. Check swing and a miss on a pitch off the outside corner that skips back to the backstop to Price's right. And Ortiz down to third. Didn't even mean to do that. Price's right. To Price's right side. Wild pitch. Runner at third now, and it's 0-1 on Mateo. Ortiz could now possibly score on a wild pitch, as that's Mancini's second in the first two innings. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Big rip on a pitch way off the outside corner. And it's 0-2. Mateo adjusts the batting gloves and stands back in from the right side. O-2. Low and outside. One ball and two strikes. Kellen Strom at the top of the order on deck for the Rough Riders. In this bottom of the second inning. Riders finishing out this series today, trying to make it a series victory with a win. A loss would split the set. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out off the outside corner. Mateo nowhere near that breaking ball. And he's down on strikes. The Riders, no runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on base. We go to the top of the third, where Luke Maley takes over on the play-by-play next. Riders leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stars and Stripes Weekend, presented by Leaderboard Signs and Graphics, opens up on the 4th of July. So make sure to join the Rough Riders for the biggest fireworks show of the season, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Enjoy half-price drinks and great baseball at Riders Field on Thursday, July 4th. Celebrate America all weekend long with fireworks and fun each night from Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th as the Rough Riders face off against the Mariners-affiliated Arkansas Travelers. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex Degody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. Let's ride. Any bills you can't front, her parents
paid it. The show was fun. Top of the third inning, Riders leading 1-0 after scoring one in the bottom of the first. Emiliano Teodo has faced six. He sent them all packing back to the dugout. And the first offering to Colin Price runs just a bit downstairs. Colin Price doing the catching today. A really tall catcher, 6'5", out of Mercer University, was selected by the Astros back in 2022. And he takes a called strike on a fastball in the outer third at 97 miles an hour. Teodo pulls even at 1-1. And at 6'5", that makes Colin Price, if he were to make his big league debut down the road, one of the tallest catchers. As he watches outside, 98 that time. Ball two, 2-1.
The tallest catcher in Major League history is Grayson Greiner at 6'6". There's been a couple notable names at 6'5". As he watches a strike, that time the slider from Teoto at 88. Two balls and two strikes. And Price asks for time. Joe Mauer was 6'5". Larry McLean. Tyler Stevenson, 6'4". A really big frame for a catcher. The 2-2 on its way. This is just a bit inside. Not by much. And the count runs to full. Teoto needed only 7 pitches in the first inning. He went 1-2-3 in the second. And he approaches the 30 mark. Pitch 28 on the way, and he missed down and in. He issues his first walk. It's the first base runner of the day for Corpus Christi.
Always the case with tall catchers, the question is, can they stay behind the plate? Are their knees going to give out? Are their body ailments going to keep them behind the plate or put them at first base? Rangers have a couple pretty big catchers themselves. Jonah Heim, 6'4", Sam Huff, 6'5", who's been back and forth between AAA and the Major League. So it's always interesting to see those guys. They're usually pretty big boppers at the plate.
That's exactly right. Here's the first offering to Brewer. It's tapped on the ground left side. Freeman dug it out, and he goes to second for one. The relay in time. 5-4-3, the double play. And Teoto gets a pair of outs on one pitch. Cody Freeman made a tremendous dig over there at third. It was one of those tweeners where you have to decide as a third baseman, am I going to charge this and try to turn two, or do I wait back on it and take the easy sure out at one? And Freeman went all in, and it was the right call.
How good has he been at those short hops? He's so good at charging the ball. It's all about the first step. He does it really, really well.
You got to read it immediately, and he did it so well as this one fouled back out of play. Ferreras at the dish, riding a 5-game hitting streak. Enjoyed a night off last night. Playing in his 9th game against the Rough Riders and his previous 8th coming in today. He's notched hits in 6 of them. And he broke his bat. There's a flare out to left. Strom ranging over, and it'll dunk in next to him. So Ferreras has himself a broken bat single, and not only a broken bat, but it was sawed in half. The bat boy ranges over to the right of home plate on the first base side to pick up part of it. Joe Thon, the manager for Corpus Christi, had to go out towards third base where Cody Freeman was standing to pick up what looked to be the majority of the barrel there.
And that's just the 4th hit all season on the slider. And, of course, it comes like that on a broken, shattered bat out into left field.
It was a good pitch. Ferreras did a nice job sticking with it. Now it's the second time through for the Hooks against Teoto. It's Bryce Matthews who struck out his last time. He watches ball one a bit inside. There was the slider again. Over the course of the series, we've talked about the history that Bryce Matthews made at Nebraska, being the highest draft pick since Alex Gordon in 2005, as he watches upstairs. But that final season at Nebraska for Bryce Matthews was a phenomenal one. As a junior in 2023, he hit .359 with 20 homers in 54 games. The pitch home called a strike, and Teoto on the board with the slider, 2-1. And that was good enough for Matthews to be named as a semifinalist for the Dick Houser Trophy, which is the National Player of the Year in college baseball. Right-hander kicks and fires and misses inside. Just about 8 days ago, Georgia star Charlie Condon was named the Dick Houser Trophy Award winner. But last year, it was a guy that's pitching pretty well at the big league level. Paul Skeens brought it home. Runner goes for Ferreras running. This one flared out to right and twisting into the seats. Foul ball.
What a season for Charlie Condon, huh?
Oh, tremendous. The finalists for the Dick Houser Trophy was, it was a tough call, but Charlie Condon, 37 homers, the most in a season in Division I since Lance Berkman.
Swing and a miss. Matthews down on strikes. And Tejano's got himself a scoreless top of the third inning. He caps it with strikeout number four. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left for the Hooks in the top of the third. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Riders leading 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders out in front, 1-0, and here's Kellen Strom, who watches the first offering from Mancini off the plate for ball one. Riders leading 1-0. They have notched hits in each frame to this point. As Strom hits one soft on the ground, the third baseman Matthews ranges over, throws high, but Brewer reaches up to haul it in. One gone. But the Rough Riders in both the first and second innings have stranded a runner in scoring position. Liam Hicks scored the first run of the game after picking up a base hit with one out in that bottom of the first. But Josh Hatcher was stranded at second base. Abimelech Ortiz delivered a one-out double in the second and advanced over to the third base, but was stranded there. The Riders will love another opportunity with runners in scoring position. They've been good at it this year. First offering to Hicks, and it just misses off the plate. Hicks bats from the left side. Mancini rocks and delivers. This one hit on the ground, but well foul right side. Hicksy went hitless in three straight for the first time in over a month. But since that third straight game without a hit, he now has hit safely in three straight. The 1-1 misses high and away. You go back to the very beginning of the year, Liam Hicks was shot out of a cannon to start the year as he fouls it up. His first five games, he turned in five multi-hit affairs and then cooled off for a while, but he's kind of settled back in over the course of the year to be the hitter that we expect, hitting a tick above 275 at the moment. The 2-2. Hit hard, pass. Oh, wow, a diving effort by Ferraris. How did he come up with it? He fires to first in time. That thing looked surefire headed into right field, and Ferraris, full extension, was able to knock it down and get to his feet to deliver a strike, and Liam Hicks robbed of a hit. It goes 4-3, and there's two away. Pascanel Ferreras doing it all in this series. Here's Josh Hatcher from the left side. He watches a breaking ball called a strike. Hatcher singled and was stranded at second base in the first inning. As he watches a pitch up and away,
fastball that time. 1-1. But he was a big part in helping Liam Hicks to cross the plate and provide this game's first run. Pitch home. Is cranked down the right field line, but twisting foul. 1-0-4 off the bat. Hatcher just a bit out in front of it. On a good-looking swing. Hatcher, over the course of the year, has said he's not looking for walks, but he's about as aggressive as they come at the plate. Every pitch, he starts the swing as he chops this one again, foul on the right side. Even on pitches well off the plate or elevated, you'll see his hands start to go, and then he shuts things down. A guy that can kind of do it all. We've seen him in right field. We've seen him at first base like today. Pitch home. Swing and a miss, and he's down on strikes and flings the bat down. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Joey Mancini the first time today. And he finishes it off with his third strikeout. We've played three from Riders Field. We head to the top of the fourth. Riders on top, 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maxi Macosa, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Emiliano Teodo has delivered three scoreless frames. The Riders lead 1-0 here in the top of the fourth. It's the 2-3-4 batters due up to face Teodo for the second time. Tommy Sacco Jr. digs in from the left side, and the first pitch misses just a bit downstairs. Fastball at 97. Teodo has tallied four strikeouts through the first three frames, issuing just one walk. The Hooks do have a hit against him, but Teodo's faced just one over the minimum. Came with a two-out broken bat single by Pasquinel Ferreras. The 1-0 hit hard in the air to right field. Zavala charging in, and he reaches above his ball cap to haul in out number one. A fly out to right brings up Kennedy Corona, who flew out to center field his first time up. That capped off a 1-2-3 top of the first for Emiliano Teodo. The pitch home. Corona takes downstairs in the dirt. Ball one. Corona in the series, 6-for-17 now, playing in his fifth game out of six possible outings. Does have a double. Teodo ready, so he kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. There's the slider, well downstairs, and he got Corona to chase. Corona just hitting a bit over 200 overall in the year. The pitch just missed. A fastball upstairs, right near the top of the zone. Teodo didn't get the call. Two balls and a strike. All right, he kicks and delivers. Swing and a miss. Went back to the slider at 91 miles an hour. Filthy. Two balls and two strikes on the right-handed hitting center fielder. All right, he kicks and fires. Wave and a miss. Punch out number five for Teodo. Got him to chase the slider away. All three strikes in the at-bat came via that slider, and none of them were inside the zone. He got Corona to chase three times. And he'll head back to that first base dugout as out number two of this fourth frame. Jacob Melton digs in. Full side shift on for him. And the first offering, a changeup, misses outside. Melton, the designated hitter here tonight. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. There's the slider below the zone. It seems like every outing Emiliano Teodo has the slider working. But it's certainly doing its thing today. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Went back to the slider. Down and in. Back-to-back sliders below the zone. And Melton has offered at him. Come up empty. The right-hander comes set. Kicks and delivers, and he missed outside. Two balls and two strikes on the left-handed hitting DH. Melton, the top prospect in the Astros organization. Struck out his first time. Here's the offering. Swing and a foul tip back into Hicksman. It's back-to-back strikeouts, number five and number six. Teodos threw four scoreless on just 48 pitches. It's a 1-2-3 frame. We head to the last of the fourth inning. Riders on top of the hooks. 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here. When it comes to your home's plumbing, be it a leaking faucet, a running toilet, or a water heater gone cold, no job is too big or too small. Our team of punctual plumbers have the skills to get you out of a jam. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 for $50 off any plumbing repair.
Don't have to tell the local pros, call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Terms and conditions apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the fourth inning. Cody Freeman to lead things off against Joey Mancini. Mancini has settled in after a wild pitch scored the first run of the game against him. That's where we stand at the moment. 1-0 Riders. One run on three hits. Mancini coming off his first 1-2-3 inning of this outing. And Freeman digs in from the right side. He smacks the first offering on the ground. A sliding Sacco Jr., a high throw, not in time. It pulled Brewer off the bat. We'll see how they score it. Sacco Jr. ranged to his right at shortstop. Went into a slide. Hit the angle. And they're going to give Freeman a hit. And I think a well-deserved hit. Sacco Jr. made a really tough play defensively and then just delivered high. It would have been a close play anyway. So Freeman's aboard with a leadoff single. And the Riders have the leadoff man on for the first time. The pitch. Rodriguez bunts. Mancini comes off the hill, fires a strike to chop down Rodriguez. It was a good bunt. But Mancini made a nice play. Freeman moves up 90 feet. So Rodriguez gets his job done. Aaron Zavala will get a shot with Freeman in scoring position. Standing at second base.
Rough Riders have only had five sacrifice bunts all season. And that was Caber's first.
The Rough Riders have had a runner in scoring position in now three out of four innings against Mancini, but no hits with a runner in scoring position as the first pitch to Zavala runs well inside. All one. Hander kicks and fires, and he left a breaking ball outside. Two balls, no strikes on the left-handed hitting right fielder, Aaron Zavala. Zavala now 4 for 15 in the series. Did have himself his first multi-hit game as he fouls one off. Caught his front foot. Two balls and a strike. His first multi-hit game since the very beginning of the month. On June 1st, he collected a pair of hits. But snapped the streak without a multi-hit performance just a couple of nights ago. The 2-1. Shot the other way, well fouled. Works its way to the concourse. And Mancini pulls even at two balls and two strikes. Mancini, a 23-year-old from Fairfield, Connecticut, played his college baseball at Boston College, and now making his third appearance against the Riders of the month as Zavala sends one back to the screen. Still two balls and two strikes. Abimelech Ortiz, who doubled his last time up, stands on deck. Back-to-back lefties for the Riders. The 2-2. Taken just outside. Change up at 83. And Zavala has worked the count to full. Freeman standing at second base. He led off the inning with a single. Caber Rodriguez bunted him up to second. The 3-2. Is laced into center field, hanging up for Corona, and he makes a chest-high grab. Freeman scurries back to the second base bag. Zavala put a charge into it, and he lines out to Kennedy Corona in center field. Two gone for Abby Ortiz. Ortiz was a late addition into this lineup tonight for Carlos Cardoza. Anticipated having the day off. The pitch home. Misses down and in. 1-0 for Ortiz. Likely glad that he's in the lineup. Guy that loves to play baseball, but he's already 1-for-1 tonight with a double. Hammered it to straightaway center over Kennedy Corona. Got himself a two-bagger. The 1-0 for Mancini. Taken, and the back pick to Freeman at second base is off the mark. Freeman would have been safe even had it been online. Sacco Jr. had to make a nice dig out of the dirt to keep it from running into center field. Riders in search of their first hit with a runner in scoring position tonight. They are 0 for 5 to this point. Mancini ready, lifts and delivers. Breaking ball, caught the outer third. Just on the edge. And it's a ball and two strikes. Ortiz now 4 of 13 at the dish in the series. Digs back into the left-handed batter's box. Riders on top, 1-0. Two gone in the frame. The 1-2. Swinging a bouncing ball right at the second baseman, Ferreras. He vacuums it in and delivers a chest-high strike to Jordan Brewer. Inning over. The Riders get another runner in scoring position, but unable to score. No runs on one hit. No errors and one stranded. Four in the books. The Riders on top, 1-0. When we come back for the top of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will rejoin us for the play-by-play.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
We're to the top half of the fifth inning, and Emiliano Teodo has a 1-0 lead and has pitched brilliantly so far through four. He deals with the left-handed batting Zach Cole. And his 50th pitch of his start is just off the plate away, one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders today have scored just one run. It came in the first inning when Liam Hicks came across home on a wild pitch. Teodo ready from the stretch in the 1-0. Inside, he hit him. Oh, man. 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Nailed him on the right leg. That could not have felt good. Teodo has not had a long-standing history this season of hitting a lot of batters. That pitch got him on the foot, actually. It's just his fifth hit by pitch of this season. In fact, all four of his hit-by-pitches coming into this one came in pairs in two starts. First pitch to Colin Barber now is a ground ball to the left side under the glove of Freeman, diving to his left at third, and it squirts out into left field. Now the throw behind Cole at second, not in time, as he slipped down rounding the second base bag, and Strom tried to backpick him at first base. It's a base hit for Colin Barber, and the first two have reached here in the fifth inning. Teodo already has one ground ball double play today behind him in the third. Riders a 1-0 advantage. We play in the top of the fifth inning. Teodo faces Price, who walked back in the third. Right-handers and left-handers have done pretty much exactly the same against Teodo this season. He's been equally as effective against both of them. But he faces a righty here in the pitch. Slider on the inside corner for a strike on the upper edge inside corner, and it's 0-1. We haven't seen hardly any changeups from him today. Liam Hicks is doing the catching, and it's only the third time that Hicks has caught him in his 13 starts. Normally, it's Cooper Johnson who does the catching with Teodo. The 0-1, that's down and in. And it's one ball and one strike, and Johnson really likes that changeup, especially righty-righty, and so Toyota will generally throw a lot more changeups when the catcher is Cooper Johnson with him. Now Hicks will go out and have a chat, joined by the entire infield up on the mound. When these two have been paired together, though, Toyota has only allowed two runs across 10 innings. 1.80 ERA. He's thrown shutout so far through four, but in a bit of trouble here in the fifth with two aboard and nobody out. Riders a 1-0 lead here in this series finale. Toyota has been really good in three starts head-to-head against Corpus Christi. A 1.38 ERA, allowing just two runs across 13 innings with 16 strikeouts. Riders have won all three games that he's pitched against Corpus Christi, with him picking up the win in one of them. And Riders overall are 10-2 when he starts. He readies here in the 1-1. Popped up on the right side, foul ground, Hatcher over into foul territory, calls off Toyota and makes the catch. The first baseman puts it away. One out, and now a double play can get you out of the inning with Jordan Brewer coming up.
Zach, that's a tremendous pitch in on the hands against the right-handed hitting catcher Colin Price. There's no way to get extended on a slider like that. You've got to meet it way out in front, and it's almost impossible to do. That's the result you're going to get on that sort of pitch 8 out of 10 times.
Toyota gets that result, and here's Jordan Brewer, right-handed batter. And a throw back to second on a back pick. Not in time. Riders have had quite a few pickoffs at second this season on that same exact play. First pitch to Brewer. Takes to the top of the zone. A slider for a strike. It's 0-1. Brewer grounded into a double play back in the third. Toyota has the sixth highest ground ball rate in the Texas League this year. He readies in the 0-1. Down and in. Missing with the slider, and it's one ball and one strike, in large part to that sinker that he throws that gets a lot of ground ball action against it. Everything that he throws fades down, and a lot of guys just chop it straight into the ground. 1-1, runners take off, swing and a miss. Hicks throw down to second, and it hits the runner and caroms out into shallow center. That allows Cole to come around third and score, and we're tied at one. And now Colin Barber is hurt at second base. The throw hit him from Hicks, and he got hit in the head as well by Acosta trying to grab that and lay the tag down. Hopefully he's okay. It's now 1-1 on the throwing error by Liam Hicks. That is an unearned run as it stands right now. Double steal executed. And he too. The Rough Riders, who had been the best defensive team in all minor league baseball, have now committed errors in three consecutive games, with five over the last three games. And there's their first today. One ball and two strikes on Brewer. One out, runner at second, tied at one. Toyota unleashes. Swing and a miss, got him. Slider low and away for strike three, the seventh punch out for Toyota. Two outs. Runner at second, here's Pascanel Ferreras in the ninth spot. Just an absolutely devastating slider down and away. Ferreras singled to left back in the third. Barber leads from second. And the offering in. That fits on the outside corner at 99, and it's 0-1. One of the best fastballs we've seen from Toyota today. Working on 60 pitches now. He's just thrown 11 in this fifth inning, though it's been one of the lengthier ones today for him. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Another good slider away. It's 0-2. Time called. Ferreras stands back in, trying to get out of this unscathed. And if he does retire Ferreras here, it would be an unearned run and not count against his line because of the error. 0-2. Misses in the dirt with the slider, and it's 1-2, probably just a little bit lower than Hicks wanted it. He's been so heavy with that slider today, and it's been effective. Just the one hit allowed on it. Only the fourth hit all season against that slider. This is his 13th start. He has his sign ahead in the count, 1-2. He brings it. Low and away in the dirt. Another slide piece, and it's 2-2. Across 56 and two-thirds innings, 72 strikeouts for him entering today. Seven more today in start number 13. He brings it. Swing and a miss. He got him. 8 strikeouts for Teodo through 5 innings. He surrenders the game-tying run. It goes unearned against him. And we go to the bottom of the 5th inning, tied at 1 between the Rough Riders and the Hooks on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
We're to the last of the 5th inning, tied at 1 in this series finale between the Rough Riders and the Hooks. Happy to have you along. Max Acosta, Daniel Mateo, Kellen Strom, the 3-2 up for the Rough Riders. It's 8-9-1. Acosta grounded out to third his first time up. Rough Riders a run on 4 hits and 1 error today. The Hooks a run on 2 hits and no errors today. First pitch. That's outside. 1-0. That run scoring against Emiliano Teodo in the 5th inning goes unearned because of the throwing error by Liam Hicks, the catcher. The 1-0. Swinging a chopper to third. Matthews backs up on it. Pirouettes throws a bounce throw across the diamond and gets him. One away. Another nifty play at third by Matthews. Comes for the first out here in the 5th inning, and Daniel Mateo takes his turn. Matthews has shown off his arm deep at third base, but this time showing off the footwork and a good bounce throw. Mateo struck out his first trip up in the pitch. Swinging a foul back off of Price, the catcher. It's 0-1. It's been so much fun talking to Cody Freeman this season as it looks like Price is down. Hopefully he's okay. That foul ball right to the chest protector. And we'll see Jennifer Bardellis come out and see if he's okay, the athletic trainer. And Cody Freeman has talked a ton about that bounce throw that he does across the diamond at third base. And it looks like he is okay. He said the grass here at home at Riders Field is the best for it. He said the bounces are always pure on this infield grass. And that time, Matthew is using it. Here's the 0-1. That one misses low and away, and it's 1-1. He said he uses that bounce pass to make sure he gets rid of it quickly, and if he bounces it, it makes it a much easier hop for the first baseman to try and pick up rather than sailing the throw, the pitch. It's low and away, and it's 2-1, or even a short hop pickup at first, which is also a tough play. He's used it well. Just two errors today, and they've come in the last week. 2-1, swing and a miss. High cutter. 2-2 now on Mateo. One out and the base is clear. Tied at 1 here in the fifth inning. Time called. Right-handed batter steps out. The new father and his first kid about 3 weeks ago. 2-2. He swings and misses. Fastball elevated for strike 3. Mateo down on strikes. It's the fourth strikeout today for Mancini. 2 outs in the fifth inning for Kellen Straub at the top of the Riders' card. Tied at 1 between the Riders and the Hooks. Right-hander on right-hander. Mancini shoulders square to the third base dugout. He rocks in. And fits a curveball on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. The Riders will finish out this series today, and then they'll head to Arkansas tomorrow for a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday road three-game split. The pitch, swing and a miss. Bottom of the zone fastball, it's 0-2. And then they'll travel overnight back here to Frisco and play Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to finish out that three-game series against the Travs here at home for July 4th, 5th, and 6th. Can't wait to have you here at Riders Field. 0-2. That misses down low, and it's 1-2. Rough Riders will be playing the Travelers for the second time this season. It'll be their first time playing a North Division opponent since facing Arkansas. 1-2. In the air on the right side. Jordan Brewer at the very edge of fair territory makes the catch at first and retires the side. Here in the fifth inning in order. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We go top six, Riders and Hooks tied at 1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly in Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome you back to Riders Field. We have a bit of a stoppage in play as it looks like Emiliano Teodo is wanting some work done on the mound. So waiting for the Rough Riders grounds crew to come out and do some work on the hill. Entire infield up there with Teodo. John Goble emerging as well. Grounds crew running over to the grounds crew area, which is in the right field corner, and getting some turfus in the tamp, and he's doing a little bit of work on the mound. Teodo has been phenomenal so far through his five innings with eight strikeouts, allowing just one unearned run. He's walked just one batter. He's hit a batter as well. But he has been exactly what you expected to see on the mound today. And he has been just so good at home, especially for the Riders. At home, he has a 1.73 ERA. On the road, still really good, a 2.35 ERA. But he's been that much better, especially here at home for Frisco. And that's been really impressive.
It certainly has. He's been lights out. Really, everyone in this rotation has been so good over the course of the year, but Emiliano Teodo has been the anchor all year long, and he's back at it again.
Got the tamp out, and it looks like they're working on the landing spot for Teodo. Getting a little turfus out in front. Max Acosta having some fun as well with Teodo, mimicking his throws out to Keber Rodriguez.
That summarizes Max pretty well.
Yeah, it does.
Easy jokes there. Well, Zach, since we've got a second here, I want to get your thoughts on something.
Okay.
Major League Baseball just announced the new format for the Home Run Derby.
Yes.
Coming up here soon. So the first round this year is going to be eight hitters, as it has been, but not the bracket style in the first round, the 1v1s that if you win, you advance. It's going to be the top eight, then the top four out of those eight advance. The tiebreaker this year is going to be by the longest homer in the first round. And then the semifinals, you'll get ranked bracket style based on how many you hit. So if you have 23 in the first round and that's the most, you're then the one seed taking on the four seed, whoever hit the least of those that advanced. And then the final, obviously, the two face off. We'll see what you think about that. I know that it's been a topic of controversy over the last couple of years, especially when you watch around with guys that... One guy hits 28, that's the most. The next guy hits 26, that's the second most. And then the guy with 26 is eliminated.
Yeah, that's a little tough. I mean, I feel like I might be in the minority here. I like the timer aspect of the Home Run Derby. I know a lot of people say you don't get to watch how far the home runs go and everything, which is definitely true. It's a valid argument, but I think it's a lot of fun. It's a true testament of endurance in addition to the power with the timer on the Home Run Derby. So I think it's a lot of fun, and it makes it so in those last few seconds it adds anticipation.
Certainly
rather
so.
Than, only has one swing left kind of thing. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're going to do it in the first in semifinal rounds, 3-minute round or 40 pitches is how they're going to do it. You get one timeout, three bonus outs after that, and then the 425-foot homer still provides the bonus period for an extra bonus out versus the timer, the 30 seconds or whatever it was last year.
I like it. I think that's how it should be. I love the Home Run Derby. I think it's the best skills competition in all-star sports. I think it's a lot of fun. So we're ready to go here in the top of the sixth inning, and Bryce Matthews swings at the first pitch and grounds it foul to the left side. It's 0-1. After a little ground screwing out on the hill, we're ready for the top of the sixth. Teodo's still in good shape with his pitch count. 66 offerings now after that first to Matthews. The 0-1. Swinging a grounder foul back behind home. It's 0-2. Matthews has been victimized by Teodo with a couple strikeouts today. And he's behind the count 0-2 once again against him. Teodo, 8 strikeouts. His season and career high, 11. He brings in the 0-2. Low and outside, missing with the slider. And it's 1-2. He has been fantastic this season for the Rough Riders. He has 2 quality starts this year. Both times he's gone 6 innings this season have been quality starts. He sets. And the 1-2. Swinging a chopper foul down the third base side. Still 1-2. A guy, as some of you may know, who was signed a little bit later than most players in the Dominican Republic are, usually signed at 16 years old. He was signed as an 18-year-old for just $10,000 in 2020. He readies from the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch. Just up and in. didn't get the call, and it's two balls and two strikes. He was at his friend's tryout where some scouts were looking at him, and he decided to get up on the mound and pitch as well. And that's how he was discovered as an 18-year-old inside. He brings in the 2-2, a foul at a play to the right side. It's still two balls and two strikes. He was throwing in the low 90s at the time, and now he can easily reach triple digits with that fastball. Two balls and two strikes. He brings it home. Low and outside, 3-2. This will be the eighth pitch upcoming to Matthews, the longest plate appearance of the day against Teodo. Pins the glove to his left knee, looking in for his sign. He's got it. Yeah, the right-hander, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, got him. 9 punch-outs for Teodo. Slider on the inside corner. He's struck out 3 in a row, and now Tommy Sacco Jr. Just a nasty slider with more like cutter spin at 88 miles an hour. And the first pitch to Sacco. That's down and in, missing at 98, and it's one ball and no strikes. Sacco has popped down and lined out to right field. He's just 2 for 14 in this series. A series that has featured, really for the most part, not a whole lot of offense between the two teams in the season series. 1-0. Swinging a broken back ground ball to the right side. Hatcher's got it at first. Flips underhand to Teodo, covering his position. And there's out number 2. Good job fielding his position. And here's Kennedy Corona. A few weeks ago, last time the Rough Riders were at home against Amarillo, went out onto the field, and Carlos Cardoza was working one-on-one with Teodo. Rough Riders manager working with Teodo on fielding pitches, or fielding underhand lobs over at first base, as the first pitch is a swing and a miss and a high fastball. It's 0-1. They must have worked for 15, 20 minutes. And then Teodo was done. He thanked him. And as Carlos walked past me, he said, in all my years, he's the only pitcher who has ever asked me to work on that with him. The pitch is line foul to the right side. And it's 0-2. And nice catch on the carom. I think that says a lot about Emiliano Teodo as a person and as a baseball player.
Oh, it certainly does. His work ethic is unmatched. And a guy that comes in, he's all about his business, and he goes to work.
0-2, low and outside. And it's one ball and two strikes, and a chance here to pick up his 10th strikeout. And retire his 6th in a row here in the 6th inning. Nice grab on that carom on that last foul ball and down that right field line. 1-2 on Corona. He brings it down in the dirt. Off the outside corner and a slider at 91. 2-2.
And back to your point, Zach. Teodo is a guy that understands that at the next level, it's about the small details that separate guys from, you know, a short career, a long career, a really good career, a Hall of Fame career, you know? It's the small details that matter, and he goes to work on those.
2-2. Hit foul back behind home, and it's still two balls and two strikes. Another 90-mile-an-hour slider on the inside edge. Reed Berlingmeyer starts to throw a little bit with the medicine ball out in the bullpen. He sets to the belt. 2-2 pitch. Low, 3-2. 100 miles an hour on that sinker. He readies here from the stretch. And the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Teodo with a smile across his face. You've got 10 punches, sir. 6 strong innings for the right-hander. We're tied at 1 in the bottom of the 6th on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town Dad.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Cody Freeman is due up third in this bottom half of the sixth inning. It's Liam Hicks, Josh Hatcher, and Cody with the Riders and the Hooks tied at one in this home half of the sixth inning. Got ourselves a good old-fashioned pitcher's duel between Emiliano Teodo and Joey Mancini. Both have been fantastic this year, and both are proving why they are the upper echelon of both of these teams' pitching rotations. Hicks has the only run scored today for the Rough Riders. He singled and came across in the first in a wild pitch. And the first pitch. Takes on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Hicks grounded out to second in the third on a phenomenal diving play by Pascanel Ferreras to his left. 0-1. Way outside. It's one ball and one strike. So he's hit the ball well twice today. Reed Burlingmeyer is up and throwing in the Rough Riders bullpen right now. So Teodo with 81 pitches is probably done. 1-1 is high, and it's two balls and one strike. 81 pitches is just shy of his season high of 84, which he threw here at home on May 26th. 2-1 is a strike, and it's 2-2. He's got the upper edge outside out corner. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch. Fouled back into Price's glove for strike three. One away on the fifth strikeout for Mancini, and that brings Josh Hatcher to the plate. Hatcher is 1-for-2 with a single back in the first inning. Tied at one, bottom six, and that's going to do it for Mancini. Joe Thon out of the dugout with 86 pitches. Mancini is done. We'll see our first pitching change of the day coming with one out in the sixth inning. Knotted at one apiece. We'll introduce you to the new man out of the bullpen for the Hooks, Alejandro Torres, when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Stars and Stripes Weekend, presented by Leaderboard Signs and Graphics, opens up on the 4th of July. So make sure to join the Rough Riders for the biggest fireworks show of the season, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Enjoy half-price drinks and great baseball at Riders Field on Thursday, July 4th. Celebrate America all weekend long with fireworks and fun each night from Thursday, July 4th through Saturday, July 6th as the Rough Riders face off against the Mariners-affiliated Arkansas Travelers. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Alejandro Torres is the new pitcher for the Corpus Christi Hooks. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning with one out, tied at one in this series finale. Not only the series finale, but the final time we'll see Corpus Christi this year. 24th and final meeting. The Rough Riders lead head-to-head. They are 16-7 against the Hooks this season. Alejandro Torres, the 23-year-old native of Miami, Florida. Earlier, he and fellow Miami native Alex Chagoti got to deliver the lineup cards. Those two exchanged a hug. First pitch to Josh Hatcher. He swings and punches it foul off the fist back behind home, and it's 0-1. Torres this year with the Hooks, 15th outing for him. He's 0-1 with a 3.86 ERA. In 21 innings, 19 strikeouts to 12 walks, but opponents hitting just 125 against him. And the pitch is lashed out into right center field. Cole going back just shy of the warning track. He's there to put it away. Hatcher just missed it. Flies out to right center field. And here is Cody Freeman. Two up, two down against Mancini and Torres. Mancini's final line, he allows a run over 5 1/3 innings on 4 hits. He struck out 5 and didn't walk a batter. Tied at 1, bottom half of the 6th inning. Freeman 1-for-2 today with a single. Torres' pitch. Inside 1-0. Infield playing slightly to pole for Freeman, who's single in the 4th inning, extended his hitting streak to 9 games, which is the longest active streak in the Texas League, the 1-0. And that one is just off the outside corner. It's 2 balls and 0 strikes. Well, the scoreboard speaking some truth for Cody Freeman. Usually they have some fun facts out there on the scoreboard. It said, seriously, super nice guy. Y'all should meet him. That's true. The pitch is on the outside corner for a strike. And it's 2-1. 80 grade nice guy, Cody Freeman. He's ahead of the count, 2-1. The pitch. There's a pop-up into shallow center. Corona jogging in. And peering up into the sky, makes the two-handed squeeze for the final out here in this sixth inning. Riders down quietly. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We go top 7 next. Tied at 1. Luke Maley on the mic when we return. We'll also have some trivia for you when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner. Cacique Foods, the nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa, is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's Power Shift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the 7th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Emiliano Teodoro's day is done. He finishes going 6 strong frames, giving up 2 hits, 1 run. It was unearned with just 1 walk and 10 punch outs. He gives way to Steven Jennings, who has been
so good in this month. Over the course of the month of June, his ninth appearance. He's 2-0 with a 0 ERA. He's only given up 4 hits. The first offering, Jacob Melton shoots it out of play. An 0.77 opponent average against the right-hander Stephen Jennings. We'll dive into some trivia when we get a second here. The 0-1 from Jennings is smacked high in the air, left side. Freeman giving chase into foul territory, looking for the wall, and he reaches up and makes a stellar play. Good focus from Cody Freeman. He kept looking down at the wall and then back up to find the baseball, and he judged it perfectly, made the catch about a step and a half in front of that wall. And there's one away for Stephen Jennings, and here comes Zach Cole from the left side. If you've been with us for trivia, we'd like to tie it into this day in baseball history. On this day a year ago, the Rangers made a deal to bring in a crucial piece as part of their bullpen, as the first offering from Jennings is waved and missed at. Fastball at 93. That would help them go on to win the World Series when they acquired Aroldis Chapman from the Kansas City Royals in exchange. They pitch home, check swing, and they appeal to third. Yes, he did, 0-2. In exchange for former Rough Rider Cole Reagans. Since being traded to the Royals, Reagans has posted a 3.05 ERA, good for ninth in all of Major League Baseball over that span. The 0-2 from Jennings. Smacked out of play, left side, into the seats. So, Zach, let's see how many of the 8 players with a better ERA than Cole Reagans since June 30th of last year that you can name. And there's a lot of big names.
All right. Garrett Cole.
Garrett Cole. Doesn't make the list, surprisingly.
What?
Fouled back to the screen. I had to double take it then. I don't know how he doesn't make this list.
Did he not have enough to qualify because
that
he was injured?
Could be the case. I don't have a number of innings that deem a qualified player.
Tanner Houck.
The 0-2 misses downstairs. Also a guy that I think doesn't qualify.
Okay. This is a little tougher because you have to factor in last season and this season.
It is a tough one. Jennings ready. The 1-2 to Cole. Hit hard into center field. Mateo takes a couple steps back, ranges to his right, and he's there to haul in out number two.
What about Justin Steele?
Justin Steele just misses the list.
Oh.
Close. In steps Colin Barber with two gone in this tap of the seventh. Barber is 1-for-2, singled his last time up. A first offering from Jennings skips in, ball one.
Do we have a qualifying innings pitch?
That's what I was looking for, and I don't see exactly where. All these players have made at least 30 appearances, if that helps anything. All of them. 30 starts. How about that? They're all starters. The pitch home. Smacked high in the air. Left side. Freeman giving chase back towards the wall, and it's into the third row. 1-1.
What about George Kirby?
Kirby does make the list.
Is he the only Mariner?
He's not.
Is Luis Castillo on there?
He is not.
Is Logan Gilbert on there?
Logan Gilbert is 7.
Okay.
Jennings ready with the 1-1. He kicks and fires. Just misses downstairs with a fastball.
Does Justin Verlander have enough starts to qualify?
He does not.
Okay. Didn't think so. He's missed most of this year.
Jennings ready with the 2-1. Rocks and delivers. Miss way upstairs. 3-1 advantage for the left-handed hitting Barber.
What about Seth Lugo?
Seth Lugo is 3rd with a 2.77 over that span.
Is he the only Royal?
Outside of him and Reagan's,
okay.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Righty kicks and fires, swing and a miss. And we are full at 3-2.
What about Tarek Skubal?
Skubal is 2 with a 2.54. Only okay. One better over this span. The 3-2. Chopped on the ground, out to second base. Acosta charging in, and rifles a throw on to Hatcher. Inning over. 1-2-3 frame in the top of the seventh for Stephen Jennings. We head to the last of the seventh inning, tied at 1, and we return on the Riders Baseball Network. We'll continue our trivia.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom seven. Gabriel Rodriguez walks to the plate. And we continue our trivia looking for the best ERAs since this date last season. Torres back on the hill. His first offering to Caber on the way. Breaking ball called a strike. Top of the zone.
Corbin Burns.
Corbin Burns is one.
Okay. That makes sense.
You've cleared the top three. Pitch home. The 0-1 is fouled back this way and into the seats.
How many am I missing now?
Let's see here. You need number 4, number 5, number 6. And that is it.
Okay.
Torres rocks and deals. The 0-2 to Caber is found back to the screen. Stays alive.
Are there any sneaky ones in there, or are they all considered aces of the team?
Most of them are aces. The pitch home. Misses downstairs. A ball and two strikes now.
Is Chris Sale in there?
Sale doesn't make the cut. Okay. He's not in the top 20, is what my list goes to.
I don't think he has enough innings.
Probably does not qualify. Pitch misses off the outer edge. Caber has worked it to two balls and two strikes.
What about Max Fried?
He also does not make the list, so I'm guessing that's maybe an innings things as well, because that ERA has got to be low.
What about Zach Wheeler?
Zach Wheeler is number 8.
Okay.
The pitch. We're just missing two. Misses off the plate, and Caber has worked it from 0-2 to 3-2. All right, he kicks and fires, and this one flared out to right. Cole going back. He's camped under it and reaches to his left to make the snag. One away. Joey Mancini went 5 1/3 innings, giving up just one run on 4 hits and no walks, picking up 5 strikeouts before handing the ball to Torres.
Pablo Lopez?
No Pablo Lopez. Pitch home.
This is just a bit outside of the left-handed hitting Aaron Zaval.
Zach Gallen,
pitch home, called a strike, just got the outer edge. Zach Gallen does not make the list.
Okay. See how many major league pitchers I can name here.
You want a team?
Sure.
Zavala checked his swing, able to hold it up. 2-1 advantage for him. Let's start with number 6, the Cleveland Guardians.
Logan Allen?
It is not Logan Allen. This one's the sneakiest of them to me. But a good name. Just misses outside.
Is it Bieber?
It's not Bieber.
Is it Savali?
It's not. They've got so many pitchers.
Tristan McKenzie?
Nope.
Oh, goodness. Cal Quantrill?
Nope. Pitch home. And Zavala works a 1-1.
I'm running out of Guardians pitchers real fast.
Well, the Guardians have a lot of them that do it really well.
Who is it?
Tanner Bibee.
Tanner Bibee. I think I probably would have gotten there, but...
Okay. So just missing one. This player has played with two teams over this span, currently with the Cardinals. Abby Ortiz digs it on the first offering. Misses well inside. Fastball at 92. Player has played for a few different teams, actually 5 to be exact. This is their first year with the Cardinals.
Jack Flaherty?
A right-hander kicks and fires, and that one hit the front of the plate and kicks up in the air. The catcher couldn't find it. Now Zavala headed to third, and he dives in safely. Wow. It caught the front of the plate. Price was looking around like, where's the baseball? And it had yet to land. And Zavala was booking it around second base, and he goes all the way to third on the wild pitch. The Riders have the go-ahead run at third base with Abby Ortiz up ahead, 2 balls and no strikes. I don't know if I answered, but not Flaherty. Right-hander kicks and fires. Just misses outside. And Ortiz in the driver's seat at 3 balls and no strikes.
Lance Lynn?
No Lance Lynn. This will make sense.
Sonny Gray?
Sonny Gray.
Okay.
There you go. The 3-0 misses way inside, and it's the second walk of the frame. As a beam like Ortiz reaches. Back-to-back walks, and the Riders have him cornered. And there's your list.
Okay.
It's a difficult one today. We made it there.
We did it. It took me a while.
That's a hard one because
of
all the
guesses.
Qualifying. Well, there is your list of, in air quotations, best pitchers over the last year. Obviously some guys that don't qualify because of the number of innings pitched. Here's Max Acosta with a chance to give the Riders the lead. Acosta has grounded out both trips to the dish today, both of them against Mancini, and both went to third base. He hits this one high in the air into shallow center field. Second baseman Ferreras going back, and he makes the grab. Zavala bluffs the tag, and there's two away. A big second out for Torres. Locked at 1. 1 run on 4 hits for the Riders. 1 run on 2 hits for the Hooks.
That's a big spot for Mateo. He has not looked very comfortable at the plate today, but you can flush that all away with a big hit here to give the Riders the lead in the 7th.
You're exactly right. Mateo today 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts, 0 for 9 in the series. And the 2 strikeouts today are the only times that he struck out. I would love to notch his first hit here in this series. The first offering misses up and in to Mateo. Mateo has 10 RBI on the season. One here would give the Riders the lead. He does have an RBI in this series on a ground out. Pitch home. Misses downstairs. Two balls and no strikes on the right-handed hitting center fielder. Mateo in search of his first hit since June 18th. He's gone hitless in four straight. No one misses off the outer edge at 91. And Mateo now ahead. Alejandro Torres at risk of walking the bases loaded. And that's the guy you don't want to get it to. It's Kellen Strom if you're Torres at the top of the card. The 3-0. Over the heart of the plate, called a strike. So Mateo now the green light in a 3-1 count. Torres set, tan glove at the belt. He lifts and delivers. Mateo rips it down the left field line, and it's down, a base hit. Zavala in to score. Ortiz racing around third. Cardoza's giving him the wave. The throw to the plate is not in time. Price couldn't hold on. It's a two-run double for Daniel Mateo. He goes to third on the throw, and there's the big hit. A punctuation mark for Daniel Mateo, and the Riders are out in front again. 3-1 Frisco.
Well, not just a big hit, an extra base hit, too, and it's one thing to score one run. He got them both in. And Ortiz, with two outs, able to go on contact and got the speed and then a little bit of help as well, as Price couldn't pick the short hop throw from Ferreras, the second baseman. And Ortiz was able to get in safely. That's a huge hit.
That's one that sends the confidence through the roof for Daniel Mateo. He's at the end of the Riders' dugout at the moment. And Caber Rodriguez, along with some of his teammates, including Alejandro Osuna, are giving him all sorts of love. Patting him on the helmet, pumping him up. The Riders are back in front. Mateo, the first two trips to the plate, as Zach, you kind of mentioned, didn't look all that comfortable. You know, two strikeouts is going to happen, but they weren't particularly competitive at-bats against Mancini. And against Torres, he ropes a double down the left field line. And the Riders are in front 3-1. And the inning not over yet, as Mateo stands 90 feet away with Kellen Strom stepping in. First offering to Strom is down in the dirt, blocked by Price. The walks will come back to bite you. Alejandro Torres got the first out of the inning, then walked back-to-back batters. And both of them have come around to score. Strom shoots it back out of play. Evens things at a ball and a strike. Daniel Mateo, that's his third 2-RBI game of the year and his first at the AA level. 1-1. Way outside. Strom laid off. But Price able to dive over to keep it from going to the backstop. Those 2-RBI games for Daniel Mateo came on back-to-back days. Back for Hickory on April 24th and April 25th. The pitch from Torres is tapped foul. Two balls and two strikes. On the right-handed hitting left fielder, Kellen Strom. Strom is riding a four-game hitting streak, but he's 0-for-3 tonight with a strikeout, a ground out, and a pop out. Would love to give the Riders a little more cushion and keep that streak alive. The 2-2 just caught a piece of it, fouled it back to the backstop. Count remains 2-2. Torres kicks and fires. Strom hits one hard, deep left center field. Arbor going back. It is gone! A two-run blast for Kellen Strom. And the Riders have opened it up 5-1 Frisco. Second homer of the series for Kellen Strom. And that five-game hitting streak is alive and well. have the Riders done this in bunches over the last few weeks. Late inning heroics at the dish. They score all their runs, four here in the seventh, with 2 outs, and that'll be it for Alejandro Torres. We'll introduce you to the new arm on the hill for Corpus Christi when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New arm on the hill for Corpus Christi. It's Brian DePaola pitching for the second time in this series. DePaola on the year is 2-1 with a 4.5 ERA across 20 outings. He's had some control issues at times this year, and he faces Liam Hicks. His first pitch is up and in. Hicks had to lean out of the way of it. He last pitched 3 days ago here against the Riders. They gave up 2 earned runs across 2 innings of work. He delivers a bit inside to Hicks, who's in front, 2 balls and no strikes. So Kellen Strom chases Torres from the game and also caps off the final line for him. He gives up 4 runs in an inning and a third as Hicks watches up and away, a fastball at 95. 3 balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-3 today with a single, struck out his last time up. He watches a called strike. Hicks all year has been one of the hardest batters to strike out, but that strikeout to lead off the sixth inning marked his sixth of this series. 3-1. Hit high in the air into shallow center field. Corona oncoming. Sacco Jr., the shortstop, goes back to make the grab. Inning comes to a close with the Riders strike for 4 runs on 2 hits. Nobody left on base, all the damage done with 2 outs. We head to the top of the 8th inning. Hooks due up, Riders out in front, 5-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Steven Jennings is back on the hill. Enjoyed a 1-2-3 top of the seventh. Now in the top of the eighth, Jennings on the year is 5-0. And licking his chops as he's in a good spot. The Riders hang on to go 6-0 as the first pitch to Price is fouled off. The Riders scored all four runs in that bottom of the seventh with two outs. And they now lead it 5-1. Riders' pitching staff has held the hooks to just two hits today. There's a swing and a miss on a devastating changeup from Steven Jennings. And it's 0-2. Jennings got a pair of outs via the fly ball and then got one ground ball as part of his 1-2-3 seventh. In search of strikeout number one of the out. He's got Price behind 0-2. Righty kicks and fires, and it bounces in. There's the slider. It's ball and two strikes now. Price is 0-for-1 with a foul out to first base. He's also walked. He is riding a five-game hitting streak and has also driven in a run in four consecutive. So he takes up and in. There was the changeup again. Two balls and two strikes now. Riders playing the righty to pull just a bit. The 2-2. Rope to deep left field. Strom going back. There's no doubt about it. Off the light pole. Colin Price launches a solo homer. He's got a six-game hitting streak and make it five consecutive games with an RBI for the Hooks catcher. That's the first run allowed by Steven Jennings in the month, and this is his ninth appearance. Left one hanging, 109 off the bat, 415 feet. Just a fastball middle of the strike zone. And Colin Price didn't miss. Here's Jordan Brewer, the offering. Just missed downstairs. Went to the slider. Brewer is 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a 5-4-3 double play today. Righty kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. On that slider, 1-1. But Brewer over the course of the year has been a bit of a pain in the side for the Rough Riders. His 18 hits are the most by a hook. Called strike. Slider on the outer edge. Brewer's four homers against the Riders are also tied for the team lead with Jacob Melton. The pitch home, swing and a miss, and bounced away from Hicks. He collects and delivers a strike in front of Brewer. Couldn't tell if he had fouled it off or not, but Jennings picks up the strikeout. Just kicked away from Liam Hicks behind the plate. Ranged over to the left of home plate and delivered a strike to Josh Hatcher in time to retire Jordan Brewer. Here's Pasquinel Ferreras with the top of the card looming against Jennings. First offering, called a strike, a fastball middle-middle. Ferreras with a third inning single extended his hitting streak to six games. He's hit safely in 7 out of 9 tries against the Riders. The pitch home. Half swing, and he sends it out of play. Jennings ahead, nothing in two. Emiliano Teodo went six innings, allowing one unearned run on just two hits with 10 strikeouts. Ferreira struck out his last time up. That was against Teodo in the top of the fifth inning. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Jennings got him. Back-to-back strikeouts for Steven Jennings, and there's two gone. Top of the lineup, fourth time through for Corpus Christi today. Bryce Matthews is 0-for-3 with three punch-outs, all of them coming against Teodo. Matthews just 2 of 19 in the series with 8 strikeouts now. Pitch home. There's the slider, called a strike in the lower third. But a guy that has been swinging the bat well over the course of the year. Right-hander kicks and fires. This one hit high in the air out to left center, taking Mateo back to the track at the wall, and it is gone. Second solo shot of the frame. And the seventh homer of the year for Bryce Matthews. Corpus Christi has narrowed the gap. It's now 5-3.
And that's what you call a no-doubter, 439 feet, almost all the way up the berm in left center field under the scoreboard. That thing was crushed.
It was hammered out to left center. Bryce Matthews didn't get cheated there, but the Riders still in front by two. Here in the eighth, first pitch to Sacco Jr. misses downstairs. Jennings has allowed two runs on a pair of solo shots in the frame. After 8 scoreless appearances, as here's a ground ball to first baseman Josh Hatcher, and he races to the pillow. In time, inning over. But a pair of solo homers inches the hooks back closer in this game. We head to the last of the 8th inning. Riders do up, hanging on to a 5-3 advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us for a night about nothing on Sunday, July 28th. Yes, you heard that correctly, but don't get it confused. Unlike George and Jerry, we have a plan. Giddy up to Riders Field for a night about nothing featuring an appearance from John O'Hurley, who played Jay Peterman on the show Seinfeld. Enjoy a night filled with Seinfeld-themed games and stay after for a post-game fireworks show. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Brian DePaola has a clean slate in the bottom of the eighth. Came on for the final out. He has Josh Hatcher, his first pitch. Runs a bit inside. Hatcher today, 1-for-3, singled back in that first inning. Aided in the Riders scoring their first run. That one called a strike, just caught the outer edge. Left-hander pulls even at 1-1 in the lefty-on-lefty matchup. Freeman and Rodriguez do it behind Hatcher as he lashes this one foul. Into the seats off to the third base side. Riders out in front, 5-3. Haven't trailed in this game. Pitch home is tapped softly up the first base line, and it'll carry into foul ground. Hatcher and DePaola nearly collided as the ball went foul, and the two kind of froze, looked at each other, and then both put on big smiles before they go back to battle. The 1-2 to Hatcher has hit a looping ball out to center field. It's the shortstop Sacco Jr. who goes back to make the grab, one away. Cody Freeman has extended his hitting streak to 9 games with a 4th inning leadoff single. Steps to the ditch. He's 1-for-3 with that single, a ground out and a fly out. First offering just misses a bit inside, a fastball at 96. Freeman now in the series, 6-for-18. Lefty kicks and fires, and a wave and a miss. Middle with a breaking ball. Slider from DePaola. Freeman will go back to work, hitting from the right side. DePaola kicks and fires. This one lashed out to left. And to left for a base hit. Freeman's got himself a multi-hit game. .104 off the bat, hit it on the ground, and it just perfectly found the green grass in between the shortstop Sacco Jr. and the third baseman Bryce Matthews. Caber Rodriguez will dig in, looking for his first hit today. Laid down a sacrifice bunt in the fourth, and the first pitch got away from Price, and Freeman wisely darts for second and slides in safely. But a double play no longer in order. Down angle read from Cody Freeman, and he swipes a bag. DePaola looks in, he has his sign. Lefty going back to work against Rodriguez. He kicks and fires. That one just misses a bit outside. 2 balls and no strikes on the right-handed hitting Ryder's shortstop. Rodriguez has had himself quite a series. The pitch home is shot the other way and foul off to the right side. Rodriguez entered today 7-for-15, but has been held hitless today. He does have 3 doubles in the series. DePaola set at the belt. He looks to second and kicks and delivers and misses inside with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Rodriguez went spinning out of the way. 3 balls and a strike. Pitch home. Call a strike right at the bottom of the zone. Another fun message on the board. It says K. Burr with a bunch of R's. The left field board say, it's cold out here. Which it certainly is not. It's been a warm one here in Frisco. Beginning to cool off as the sun's gone down. There's the payoff pitch, a swing and a miss, and Rodriguez is out number 2. First strikeout of the outing for DePaola. So Zavala will look to give the Riders some insurance. The Riders just 2-for-10 with runners in scoring position today. Lefty kicks and fires. Zavala takes a big rip. Just fouls it back. Just barely caught a piece of it. 0-1. Abimelech Ortiz stands on deck. Cody Freeman at second base. Zavala reached via a walk and scored a run his last time up. Checked his swing and he went around. He's behind, 0-2. Reed Burlingmeier throwing in the pen. It appears that he will have the top of the 9th inning. DePaola ahead, 0-2. Lefty on lefty. The pitch inside and fouled off. Must have just barely caught the knob of the bat. And shot off the glove of Price behind the dish. Cody Freeman started towards third, but then heard foul ball. The 0-2. Taken, just missed upstairs. 95 with a fastball. Didn't miss by much. DePaola readies. The 1-2.
He looks to second, kicks and fires, and that one behind Zavala, and Freeman will move up 90 feet. Lost control there, and it went buzzing right behind Zavala's head all the way to the backstop. So the Riders have an insurance run 90 feet away, and Zavala's worked the count to 2-2. Freeman takes his lead at third. The pitch from DePaola, up and in, and it's 3-2. The left-hander has his sign. The payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Blew the heater by Zavala, and he's down on strikes. So DePaola works around a one-out Cody Freeman single. Picks up a pair of strikeouts to cap off the frame. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base for the Riders in the bottom of the eighth. They look to win it at the top of the ninth. They lead 5-3 when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. Zach Bigley will take over on play-by-play.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Spend Independence Day at Riders Field with Stars and Stripes Night, presented by Rhythm Energy. The night features a patriotic Teddy tank top giveaway at the gates, courtesy of Rhythm Energy, and our biggest and brightest fireworks show of the season. It's also Thirsty Thursday with half-priced Coors Light, Truly, and Big Stick Blonde through the seventh inning. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River ticket to catch the game from the Lazy River with $2 drink specials until 8 p.m. See you at Riders Field on Thursday, the 4th of July, with first pitch against the Arkansas Travelers at 7.05 p.m. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders and the Hooks in their series finale and season series finale. It's Kennedy Corona, Jacob Melton, and Zach Cole due up against Reed Burlingmeyer, the new pitcher on the hill for Frisco, going for the save with Frisco leading 5-3. Burlingmeyer replaces Stephen Jennings, who allowed a couple runs over his two innings, two solo homers in the eighth inning. Ended up striking out two and not walking a batter. So Kennedy Corona, who's 0-3 today with a couple strikeouts, faces Burlingmeyer on the first pitch. Swing and a miss at the high fastball. It's 0-1. Normally what we'd tell you is that Reed Burlingmeyer has an arsenal that does not feature a curveball, but that has changed recently. He readies in the 0-1. Fouled back, and it's 0-2 quickly. Burlingmeyer now goes four-seam cutter, curveball, slider, and change. He threw curveballs in the last couple outings. And now he has the opportunity to work more on that pitch tonight. Whoa, some news out of Baltimore. Here's the stretch. And the 0-2. There's a pop-up on the infield, drifting out into shallow left center. Caper Rodriguez, the shortstop. He's there to put it away. One out here in the ninth inning. Riders leading 5-3. Wyatt Langford, the former Rough Rider, is hit for the cycle on Sunday Night Baseball. He's just the 11th Ranger to do it in the first since Carlos Gomez back in 2017 against the Angels. So congratulations to Wyatt Langford. Just a phenomenal start to his season, especially in the month of June. So here's Jacob Melton now on the pitch home. Up and in, it's 1-0. Wyatt Langford was one of the best players we've ever seen when he was here in Frisco for just 2 weeks at the end of last season. And he's finally starting to turn it on. Wyatt Langford, the first
cycle this year as the pitch is flying into center field, pushing Mateo back a couple steps. He's under it, and he makes the catch. Two outs. Riders one out away here in the ninth inning from a victory. And they just put it up on the video board here. And a nice round of applause from the fans with Wyatt Langford, first Rangers rookie to hit for the cycle since 1985. That's awesome. Here's the pitch to Zach Cole. There's a pop-up into shallow left field. Rodriguez going back. Strom in. He's under it. And he makes the catch. Riders win it. 5-3. Frisco takes it over the hooks. They win the series 4-2. And they start 4-2 in the second half here in 2024. The Riders improved to 48-27 overall on the year. The Hooks fall to 28-46 on the season. Emiliano Teodo, brilliant. He picks up the win. Reed Burlingmeyer the save. And Luke Maley will tell you more in the postgame show when we come back. Riders win it 5-3 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Back at top Riders Field, the Rough Riders get it done. 5-3, they earn a series win to open this second half, taking it 4-2 over the Corpus Christi Hooks in their final meeting of the year, barring Corpus Christi winning the second half and meeting up with the Riders in the postseason later this year. Steven Jennings earns the win. He's 6-0 on the year. Alejandro Torres drops to 0-2. And Reed Burlingmeyer came on, pitched a scoreless ninth inning on the way to his third save of the year. The Riders get things done. They win it 5-3. Five runs on seven hits. One error for the Riders. Three runs, four hits. No errors for Corpus Christi. You look at the offensive performances. The Rough Riders saw their top four batters combine for five hits. Strom knocked in a pair of runs on a two-run homer. Liam Hicks picked up a single. Josh Hatcher recorded a base hit. Cody Freeman led the way with two hits. And Abimelech Ortiz and Daniel Mateo each collected hits. That one from Daniel Mateo drove in a pair of runs and notched his first hit of the series in his 10th trip to the plate. The Riders use a four-run seventh inning to propel him to the win. They scored one early when Liam Hicks came around to score on a wild pitch. The Riders led it 1-0 until the fifth inning, where Emiliano Teodo, who lasted six strong innings of two-hit, one unearned run baseball with a walk and 10 strikeouts. Teodo hit Zach Cole to lead off the inning, and then Colin Barber singled, and then when they attempted a double steal, Hicks' throw to second base actually made contact with Barber, who was headed for second, and it caromed into center field, allowing that first first run of the game to come home to score for Corpus Christi. That tied things at one, and then the Rough Riders pushed across four with two outs in that eighth inning. They came on a pair of walks and then a two-run double by Daniel Mateo. And then Kellen Strom cleaned things up with a two-run homer, his fifth of the year. And then, as we mentioned, Reed Burlingmeier closed the door. So the Rough Riders get it done. They take the final game of this series 5-3. They take the series as a whole 4-2. We'll step aside on the Riders postgame show. When we come back, we'll talk about what's coming up next for the Riders over the next couple of weeks.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at top Riders Field, Luke Bailey with you here on the postgame show. Riders get it done. 5-3, they take the series, and they head off to Northwest, or rather just Arkansas. They head to take on the Mariners-affiliated Travelers for a 6-game series, but only 3 of those will be on the road. They start that off tomorrow. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, they'll be in Little Rock, Arkansas, and then they'll come back for the 4th of July. For a 7.05 p.m. first pitch here at Riders Field against the Travelers still. It's Stars and Stripes Night on the 4th of July, presented by Rhythm Energy. You can come out for the biggest fireworks show of the season here at Riders Field, powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. Gates are going to open up at 5:30, so you want to make sure to make it in early. It's also a Thursday, which means it's Thirsty Thursday, so you can have half-price drinks along with some great baseball at Riders Field. Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River also going on. Those 21 and up can grab $25 tickets to the Lazy River that include some super exclusive drink specials. If you're interested in that, you want to hop on it ASAP because those tickets are selling fast. So that's the 4th of July. Come back on Friday, 7.05 p.m. first pitch. There'll be fireworks following the game powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. And then rounded out on Saturday with the final game of the series before the Rough Riders have Sunday and Monday off. 7.05 p.m. first pitch on Saturday. Kids can run the bases post-game presented by Raising Cane's as we wrap up Stars and Stripes weekend presented by Leaderboard Signs and Graphics. You can enjoy fireworks post-game. All 3 of the games will feature fireworks here at Riders Field next week from Thursday through Saturday. A lot of fun going on next week, and then the Rough Riders will stay here at home at Riders Field for a series with the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, the Royals AA affiliate, for a series that begins on Tuesday and runs through Sunday. So a ton of baseball here in Frisco over the coming couple of weeks. They hit the road for 3 games in Little Rock, Arkansas against the Travelers. Then they're back here to finish up that series on the 4th, 5th, and 6th of July. Well, we hope to catch you back here at Riders Field beginning on the 4th of July next Thursday. But that wraps us up here. The Riders take the series 4-2 over the Astros-affiliated Hooks. They put an exclamation mark on the series with a 5-3 win. Steven Jennings improves to 6-0. Alejandro Torres takes the loss 0-2. Reed Burlingmeier closed the door, picking up his 3rd save of the year.
On behalf of my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for hanging out with us. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. We hope to catch you back here at Riders Field on the 4th of July.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!